弟兄姊妹，主里边平安。
Peace be to brothers and sisters in the Lord。
请我哋打开以西结书第47章。
Let's turn our Bibles open to Ezekiel chapter 47。
我哋由第一节读到第12节。
We'll be reading from verses 1-12。
以西结书47章第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 1.
他带我回到殿门，见殿的门监下有水往东流出，原来殿面朝东，这水从监下由殿的右边，在祭坛的南边往下流。
Then he brought me back to the door of the house, and behold, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house towards the east, for the house faced east, and the water was flowing down from under, from the right side of the house, from south of the altar.
他带我出北门，又领我从外边转到朝东的外门，见水从右边流出。
And he brought me out by the way of the north gate and led me around on the outside of the outer gate by the way of the gate that faces east. And behold, water was trickling from the south side.
他手拿准绳往东出去的时候，量了1000爪，使我淌过水，水到果子骨。
And when the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water, water reaching the ankles.
他又量了1000爪，使我淌过水，水就到了膝。再量了1000爪，使我淌过水，水便到腰。
Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, water reaching the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and led me through the water, water reaching the loins.
第五节，又量了1000爪，水变成了河，使我不能淌过，因为水势涨起，成为可服的水，不可淌的河。
Verse 5, again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not ford, for the water had risen, enough water to swim in, a river that could not be forded.
这个中文可服的水，就是可以游的水。
So again, there's a description here that this is water that has risen enough to swim in.
第六节，他对我说：人子啊，你看见了什么？他就带我回到河边。
Verse 6, and he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me back to the bank of the river.
我回到河边的时候，见在河这边与那边的岸上有极多的树木。
And now when I had returned, behold, on the bank of the river, there were many, very many trees on one side and on the other.
他对我说：这水往东方流去。必下到阿拉巴，直到海所发出来的水必流入盐海，使水变甜。这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且因这流落的水必有极多的鱼，海水也变甜了。这河水所到之处，百物都必生活。
Then he said to me, These waters go out towards the eastern region and go down into the Arabah. Then they go toward the sea.Being made to flow into the sea, and the waters of the sea become fresh. And it will come about that every living creature that swam in every place where the river goes will live, and there will be many, many fish, for these waters go there, and the others become fresh. So everything will live where the river goes.
第十节，必有渔夫站在河边，从隐基底直到隐以甲连，都作晒网之处。那鱼各从其类，好像大海的鱼甚多。
And it will come about that the fishermen will stand beside it, from Engedi to Engedi, there will be a place for the spreading of the nets. Their fish will be according to their kinds, like the fish of the great sea, very many.
只是泥泞之地与洼湿之处不得治好，必为盐地。
But the swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt.
在河这边与那边的岸上必生长各类的树木，其果可作食物，叶子不枯干，果子不断绝，每月必结新果子。因这水要是从圣所流出来的，树上的果子必作食物，叶子乃为治病。
And by the river on its banks, on one side and on the other, will grow all kinds of trees for food.Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear every month, because their river flows from the sanctuary, and their fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing.
我们的手指夹在这张圣经上。
So please earmark this particular passage.
约翰福音第七章。
And then let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 7.
第三十七节。
Verse 37.
约翰福音第七章第三十七节。
The Gospel of John, chapter 7, verse 37.
我要读到第三十九节。
We'll be reading through verse
39. 至期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着说：人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
信我的人就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时候还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
最后启示录。
Then lastly, let's turn to Revelation.
最后一章第二十二章。
Very last chapter of Revelation, chapter 22.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
启示录二十二章第一节第二节。
Revelation chapter 22, verses 1 and
2. 天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
And he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
In the middle of the streets and on either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month.And the leaves on the trees were for the healing of the nations.
在刚才所读的几段的圣经里面都是提到这个的河流，这个生命河。
In these three references that we had just finished reading, each one mentions this river of life.
与主早上你要引领我们在灵的里面更多的明白。
So may the Lord lead us today and that in our spirits,that we have greater comprehension.
我们有开始的祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主要唯有你主要能够解释属灵的事情。
Lord, only you are able to explain spiritual matters.
早晨愿你来管理出口的主要和众人的心思。
So this morning, may you be sovereign over the one who speaks and over the hearts of those who hear.
在我里面你要跟从主你自己的带领。
That we would be willing to follow after your guidance today.
用我们里面受主的光照。
That we would be enlightened from within.
能以明白深奥的事情。
That we would be able to understand these mysteries that has been hidden.
又叫我们的生命能够得以增长。
And that our life truly would be able to have growth.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
如果大家还没有忘记的话呢记得大概几个礼拜前跟大家交通到结果子和生命树。
If brothers and sisters still recall, a couple of weeks back, I had the opportunity to share with you in regards to bearing fruit and the fruit of life. The tree of life.
今次呢都是用同样的圣经愿意将我们的焦点放去生命河。
This morning, we want to utilize the same passages and then focus on this river of life.
我们翻翻去到以西结书第四十七章。
So let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 47.
我们已经十二节圣经读过一次。我们会对这条的河呢有一些印象，它跟普通的河不一样。
So we've already read this passage, all 12 verses once through, and we have a perception.Of this particular river of life. Now, this river is very different from any other river.
你见佢咧出嚟嘅时候咧系好细嘅。
You see that when at the source, When it first comes forth, it is very small.
在圣殿里面的门槛下面流出来。
This is that is under the threshold of the house.
神叫它往东而流。
And it flows east.
它没有好像其他河流有其他支流加些水入来。 但这个河很奇怪,它却是越流越宽广,越流越深的。
It is unlike any other river where tributaries bring water into the body itself. Instead, it starts off small, and the further along it flows, the greater the river.
并且神带着以西结去量度这条河的深度。
And then, it was God who led Ezekiel to measure the depth of the river.
直到这条河成为了他过都过不到。 是可以游的一条河,
and it increased in depth until we come to a point where it was so high that it was enough to swim in.
在这条河所到的地方,那些生物都很蓬勃的。
And we see that wherever the river went, that the all around it, plants grew, and lives were creatures were able to live and thrive. And the water of this river was able to make the dead alive and to make that which was salty fresh.
并且在这条河的两边呢, 长了很多高大的树木。
And we see that on either banks of this river, there was great plants or trees.
根据上一堂讲过呢, 我就知道, 这个乃是两边乃指着生命树来讲的。
Now, from the last time that we had a sharing, we recognize that this refers to the tree of life that's there.
我们来思想这条河的时候,我们知道这条不是普通的河。
So when we consider this river, we realize it's not a normal, everyday river.
因为世上没有一条河是这样的。
Because there is no river on earth today that fits this type of a description.
但当我们回到启示录第22章,刚才所读的第一节,和第二节的时候,我们就知道
It's not until we come back to Revelation chapter 22, the two verses that we read, that we realize this river is the river of life in the Bible.
并且呢,这条河呢,是从一个源头出来的。
And this river comes from one singular source.
这个源头呢,启示录22章告诉我们,是神和羔羊的宝座出来的。
And Revelation 22 tells us that the source of the river is from the throne of God and of the Lamb.
原来是讲到这条河,它出来的方向,它的供应完全是从神那里出来的。So
we realize then that the direction and the provision all stems from God Himself.
宝座,那是讲到王权和神的管理。
The throne then tells us the sense of sovereignty and the governing of God.
上次我们讲到这个生命树。
Last time we were sharing on the tree of life.
生命树所以能够结那些果子, 完全是因为有这条生命河流的供应。
The only reason why the tree of life was able to bear the fruits that it does bear is because of the supply that it has through the river of life.
倘若没有生命河的话,就没有生命树,亦都没有结果子这回事。
That means that if the river of life does not exist, there would be no tree of life, nor will there be the fruits that are bore by the tree of life.
我们里面就有一个问题。
So then the question naturally arises in our hearts, what is this river of life? First and foremost, we realize that the description tells us that wherever the river grows, life springs from it, and it teems with life in the river. And so we realize that life is a critical aspect of this river.
直至到嚟到呢個約翰福音嘅第七章咧，就叫我哋更加明白啊呢條河究竟係咩嘢嘅河。
And when we read in Gospel of John chapter 7, we now have a better understanding of what type of river this river of life is.
喺啊頭先啊三十七節嗰度啊話節期嘅末日啊就係最大嗰日咧啊主耶穌喺嗰度有一個宣告。
It tells us from the reference here that it was on the last day, the great day of the feast, that the Lord came forth and had a great declaration. Now, what feast is referred to here?
这个节期呢,乃指到,住棚节。
This is talking about the Feast of the Tabernacle.
乃是纪念他们神当初救他们出埃及,他们在旷野行走的时候住了
It refers and tells them of the history of the Israelites that when they exited from Egypt, they spent the time in the desert living the life within tents or tabernacles. So men lived in tents, and the tabernacle would be where God dwelt.
為了紀念那時的日子,他們有七日之久不住在家,就搭一些帳篷在外面住七日。
And so to commemorate that particular history of theirs, they spent 7 days where they would live out in tents.
並且在那裡紀念,他們進入迦南地之後,他們有豐收,他們不需要好像曠野一樣,這就是那個住棚節的屬靈的意思。
And the history tells us that once they enter into Canaan, they were met with abundant supply. So they no longer needed to live as they had lived once in the desert. So this was the feast of the tabernacles.
在这七日的里面,祭司要拿着一些金的器皿,去到池子或者河流里面,拨一些水回来,一路走就往圣殿去。
And so on that particular day, the priests would go out with basins of gold. They would bring the water from the river, and they would spread the water along the way as they walked. They would bring the water, and then they would head towards the temple, and they would sing psalms.
来到圣殿呢,就在圣殿台家,将水泼在地上,就流下去了。
And then once they arrived at the altar in the temple, then they would pour out the river and the water, and the water then would flow out.
因为呢,在撒加利亚书那里有讲到,有水在圣殿那里出来。这个也让我们想到刚才我们读到以西结书47章那段的情景。
And because in Zechariah, it tells us that there is water that flows from the altar, and that's the reference that tells us that. And then, of course, the image that we get is of Ezekiel chapter 47, which we had just read.
来到第八日就守安息日,主耶稣就站上来解释这一段,其实他没有解释,他就在宣告一件事实。
And so on the eighth day, which was a day of the Sabbath, the Lord came forth and made a cry to declare, make a declaration.
因着主这么宣告,我们就能够对以西结书47章那里有更多的明白。
Because of what the Lord declared here in this reference, now we have a better understanding of Ezekiel chapter
47. 主耶稣这么宣告,
And so, just as it says there, he who believes in me, that in his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water.
这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵讲的。
And so this, he spoke of the Spirit.
所以我就知道原来这个腹中流出的江河我们都经历过的。但是究竟一点一滴一定是有江河呢?我们自己才知道。Now
we all should have had similar experiences, whether that outflow of the Holy Spirit in us was trickles, drops by drop, or is in a mass flood, we ourselves know what we have experienced.
我就知道原来呢个江河嗱，指住圣灵嚟讲嘅。
But nevertheless, this river that is talking about here is refers to the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以喺呢个啊启示录里边所讲个生命嘅河流咧，亦都系讲到圣灵。
And so in Revelation, when it speaks of the river of life, that also speaks of the Holy Spirit.
啊，唯有圣灵喺我嘅里面能够带出主嘅生命。
It is only the Holy Spirit that can bring out the life of the Lord from us.
啊，圣灵亦都系啊三位一体嘅啊神其中嘅一位。
And the Holy Spirit is one in the Trinity of the Triune God.
佢有佢自己嘅位格。
He has his own character.
啊，佢啊，并且咧佢。能独立行事嘅
，He is able to he's able to establish independently, execute independently.
佢按着佢自己嘅旨意嚟行事
，But he can work according to his will.
佢亦都喺人嘅心里边嚟作工。
He is also at work in the hearts of men.
所以我哋翻嚟到思想以西结书四十七章嘅时候咧，我哋有咁嘅印象。
So, given that as a backdrop, when we come to Ezekiel chapter 47, we have a better appreciation.
我哋想到啊呢、这个河流嘅时候咧，你哋读英文圣经嘅啊弟兄姊妹咧，你要发觉佢哋要讲到呢个水嘅时候咧，多次系讲到。
For those who use the English translation, you realize that in various places where the word comes forth talking about the water, it has a plural form, the waters. We cannot utilize this to explain, to use English grammar to explain it.
但是呢是告诉我们听有是众数来的。
But nevertheless, we realize that it is in plural form.
俾我想起咧，喺呢个啊创世纪开始嘅时候，第二章喺嗰度有四条嘅河。
That brings us brings to mind what is recorded in Genesis chapter 2, where it talks about four rivers.
啊喺啊创世纪第二章嘅第十一节咧
，in Genesis chapter 2, verse 11,
啊佢有第一条河嘅名咧叫做比逊。
It tells us the name of the first river is Pishon.
我要大家去留心呢四条河嘅名后边嘅意思。
Let's pay attention to the definition of the names.
啊，个名嘅意思 meaning.
The meaning of the names.
啊，因为咧喺呢四条河嘅名嘅意思里边咧，喺以西结书呢个河嘅里边咧都有齐。
Because each of the meaning of these names is actually found in Ezekiel.
第一条个名咧叫做比逊。
The first is Pishon。
比逊嘅意思咧系啊增加。
The meaning of the name Pishon means increase。
系啦，咁我就睇见呢条河咧，唔知点解，本来流出嚟好少，佢自己会增加嘅。
And just as is described previously, when we don't know why, but from its source, as it flows forward, it increases in depth.
啊、第二条河嘅名字叫做基训。
And the second name is Gihon。
啊，咁咧啊呢、这个基训嘅意思咧就系、是、咧啊冲出嚟涌出嚟向前涌。
And the meaning of Gihon is bursting forward, bursting out。
嗯，一阵间我会讲下。第三条河嘅名咧叫做底格里斯。
And the name of the third river is Tigris。
啊，系好快速啊
！And the meaning is very rapid。
嗯，啊，咁第四条河嘅名咧叫做幼法拉底。
And then the fourth river's name is Euphrates。
啊，嘅意思咧就系多结果子。
And the meaning is that there is fruitfulness。
啊，呢、这个我哋肯定知道啦，两岸都有生命树，结好多嘅果子。
And we see that evident in the various lush vegetation and the trees that grows on either side。
啊，当然呢四条河咧，其中有两条已经唔见咗啦。现今喺世上边还有第三啊、第四条河喺度嘅。
And so in our generation today, two of these four rivers no longer exist. There's just two that remains.
这条河呢，如果你去读这个英文圣经这个 waters 啊，这个众水这个字呢，佢讲佢系话俾我听咧，这个字呢系双数，即系有两条水。That
when it talks about waters, the idea is exactly as it says, it's in plural form, that there's two dual rivers or dual waters.
原文啊，这个水这个字呢。
So the in the original text, it says it's in a dual form.
如果你留心咧，你去好奇怪啊！你读圣经，你读到第九节嘅时候咧，佢讲到呢个河水咧，佢呢节圣经呢章圣经讲咗好多地方嘅河水，但系去到第九节嘅时候，佢讲河水咧，呢个河水系 rivers.
There are many places where it talks about the rivers or the waters, but in verse 9, when it comes to it, it talks about the waters or rivers. Here in verse 9, actually, when it talks about the river, it's actually singular, river. In other places, then once you get to the other references,
第九節應該是有幾個，看你的聖經是什麼，Darby和 Amplified Bible 全部都是 rivers. 那他原文那裡,他那個 rivers 呢, 都是一個dual的,是雙數的。
So depending on your translation, in Darby and Amplified, it's a dual form or plural form, which is dual, and that when it comes to river, so there's rivers too.
我呢就嚟到思想,帶我進入呢個裡面。原來呢,聖靈開始嚟到往呢個聖靈從呢個聖殿裡面出嚟是好隱藏的,冇人知道,喺呢個門檻底下。
So it tells us that when the Holy Spirit flows forward, as this describes the river flowing forth from its source, that is very subtle, is very small, and is undetected possibly by others. And just as our Lord's history tells us, that when he first came to earth, not many people noticed him. Until the Lord was crucified, and at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon this earth.
得着这个十二个门徒，跟住得着三千人。
And there was gained on that day the 12 disciples, and then 3,000 souls.
圣灵所得着的人，所去的范围越来越深，越来越广，从这个耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚直到地极。
And the Holy Spirit continued forward to gain greater, many more souls. From Jerusalem, spreading to Samaria, to the uttermost of the earth. And this is the historical work of the Holy Spirit, even to today. It is the Holy Spirit who is asked independently, and he is not governed by anything else.
当圣灵要往一个方向去的时候，要转向去外邦人中间，佢就转向。If
the Holy Spirit moves in one particular way and then changes to go into the realm of the Gentiles, no one can stop or thwart the flow.
因为神嘅旨意就系要如此。Because
this is the will of God to be established.
另一方面，圣灵亦都喺人嘅心里边嚟到运行。And
On the flip side, the Holy Spirit also works within man's heart.
人的里面,我们从我们得救开始,我们有圣灵在里面。
From the moment that we receive salvation, the Holy Spirit indwells us.
但是圣灵一直引领我们更多的明白主耶稣基督,更多明白他的话。
But the Holy Spirit only is starting this work to continue to give us greater understanding of His Word, greater understanding of the Lord Himself. Our understanding of the Lord is very, very shallow, just as if the waters were only up to our ankles in depth. But as the Holy Spirit continues to do His work in us, it brings us into deeper and deeper waters.
人就係要學習點樣嚟配合聖靈嘅運轉。
And man must learn how to abide by the flow of the Holy Spirit.
當我哋思想點解聖經咁奇妙，佢嚟到再講兩個。
So we're wondering, gee, the Holy Spirit, I mean, the Bible tells us it's two by two by two.
很多時候我們對聖靈有很大的誤解。
And quite often, we really do have a misunderstanding of the Holy Spirit.
我們大部分人所認識聖靈的運作，平靜如水流在我們裡面。
Our understanding of the Holy Spirit is that it's a very calm flow of the Holy Spirit that goes out, go forth.
但有些在追求靈恩另一方面呢，他們說聖靈是很膨脹很蓬勃的。
But on the flip side, for those who ascribe to the Pentecostal teachings, that they feel the Holy Spirit comes forth with might and with power.
以至於呢有一些人就說，哎呀，聖靈應該是很安靜的，不應該是這麼大能大力的。
And so some people then make that criticism and say, no, the Holy Spirit should work in a very calm and metered manner. It should not come forth with bursting forth with might and power.
無論你有這個經歷好，沒有這個經歷好，我們必須對聖靈的作工在人的裡面有認識。
But whether you have this experience or not, we must have a clearer understanding of the Holy Spirit.
這裡有兩條的水。
There are two rivers that go forward.
其實都是一條河。
In actuality, it is the same river.
在聖經呢，如果我們就來讀《使徒行傳》了，你去第時讀的時候，我們多些留意。它裡面呢有講到聖靈充滿，中文。英文呢它有兩個，一個叫做 Full of the Holy Spirit, 滿有聖靈。一個是filled with the Holy Spirit, 被聖靈充滿。
We're going to be studying the book of Acts pretty soon in our Bible, small group Bible studies. But in Acts, it tells us, describes about the Holy Spirit's work in two different ways. One way it says full of the Holy Spirit, and then another way it says filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个满有圣灵呢，就是讲到一个人他慢慢被主无做到似主，他就结一些果子。
So when it describes full of the Holy Spirit, it is usually a description of an individual who has been molded by the Lord and has been maturing to a point where he brings forth fruit.
好似圣经讲到巴拿巴这个人呢，说他是一个好人，满有圣灵。
Just as it describes Barnabas in this way, that Barnabas was full of the Holy Spirit.
他是被称为劝慰子，他结劝慰的果子。
He was a son of encouragement, and so the fruit that he bore was one where he came forward to encourage others.
你不会见到生命树的果子，树上面的果子突然间砰砰砰，日没天日突然间砰变了一个这么大的出来。它是细水长流，慢慢长。
And so this is the aspect of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit slowly molds and moves that individual, making him into that person that's full of the Spirit and can bring forth fruit. It will not be where all of a sudden, just a bang and a boom, that person becomes that way and that the fruits are born in an immediate, instantaneous fashion.
在另外一方面呢，圣灵呢有另外一个工作，是被圣灵充满，就是一个很短暂，他得着一个极大能力。
But on the other hand, the Holy Spirit also works in such a way that one can be filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's an instantaneous type of situation where at a moment's time that the Holy Spirit fills you.
叫你临时得着一些很大恩赐，或者里面一个很大的喜乐，但是很短暂。
So that you are able to have been granted a specific gift, or you're able to be given a particular task to be able to do, it's, or a great joy that you would experience, Nevertheless, no matter what it is, it's an instantaneous for a very short period of time.
在行傳裏面說,亦都有說到,他們的門徒被聖靈充滿,按著聖靈所賜的口才,講了別國的話出來。
And as we see that exemplified in the disciples when they stood, and it tells us in the scripture in Acts that they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and in so doing that they were to speak in tongues to those who did not understand the original language.
原來我們看見他們說在別國的話
And we realize that the disciples at that particular time, they were gifted with that gift to speak in a foreign tongue. Now, that foreign tongue did not remain with them. Perhaps it was only a once-in-a-lifetime experience in them. Nevertheless, it was at that moment that they were given that gift from the Holy Spirit.
So, 刚才你记得我说过,这四条河名在47章里面,意思都在里面。
You remember how I shared that in Genesis, the four names of the rivers, that the meanings of those four names are actually depicted here in Ezekiel 47?
这两条水呢,一条水呢,是安静的,一条水是激烈的。
We have one flow of this river that is rapid. The other flow of the river is slow but sure.
Quiet. Burst forth,
One of the names, remember, was bursting forth, right?
这个就是讲到这两个水的特征,但很多人不明白,圣灵是这样,因为圣灵不是,生命的河流原来是如此的。And
so this is how the outflow of the river of life is. There's a duality there. That's why some people choose one side or the other extreme and they criticize it. But there's actually a duality, two different types of outflow from the same river.
无论如何,圣灵的河流在人类的历史里面来到行走。
Regardless of our understanding, the Holy Spirit flows forward throughout history of mankind.
他有他自己的河道。
And he has his, the Holy Spirit has his own direction.
我们看第八节,刚才读47章第八节。
So let's turn back to Ezekiel 47, let's look at verse 8.
在吩咐,在他叫他度了这么多样子之后,这个领导的人就跟他说,不要再叫他度了,你看见,他说这个河必然往东方流去,要去到哪里,去到哪里。
So after Ezekiel was told to measure the depth of it, after that was done, then his instruction was to just look and see that the rivers will go towards the eastern region and go down to this and go down to that.
这个是神的旨意已经定规,虽然你没有去到那个量过,但是神说这个河要行去那里,他就一定会行去那里。So
this is the will of God that was already established, even though you have not measured that particular portion of the river to know for yourself. Nevertheless, because the will of God was established for it to flow that way, the river will flow that way. It is not under the constraints of any man.
在神的旨意里面,我们在地上可能看见几条的河,两条的河,我们可能看见很多生命的树,都是种树的。
From our perspective, when we see the river of life, we see that there are a dual outflow. And when we look at the tree of life, we see that there are many trees. There is in plural form.
甚至在第九节你看见河流,那个字都是种树的。
In every aspect, we recognize that it's in plurality, it's in dual form. Even when we come to verse 9, that original text actually is in a plural form.
但是你去到启示录的时候,你所看见全部是单数的。
But when we get to Revelation, then the text changes. Instead of a dual form, it is now singular in nature. There is only one throne. There is only one river And there is only one tree. And there is only one way.
你在这个, 啊, 启示录这几,
in these two verses in Revelation chapter 22, you will not find any plurality or duality in the text.
原来神将他的生命放在我们众人的里面。
God places his life into man.
在地上边很多彩多姿的。
Then there are many things to know, many things to explore.
啊, 但原来是将我们带入那个一的里面。
But it is all geared for us to experience them, to gear us towards that oneness.
我们是同一个生命。
We have the same life.
我们所走的是同一个道路。
The path that we tread on is the same path.
我们所服侍的是同一位主，我们俯伏在同一个宝座的下面。
And we prostrate ourselves before that singular throne, and that one throne that we all prostrate to is our Lord's throne.
我们都在同一个圣灵的带领的底下。
And we are led by one spirit.
在这个一的里面是没有任何的阻隔的。
And there is no disturbances, no hindrances to the flowing of this one spirit. It is, it flows freely through.
在那裡沒有分門別類的。
So since there is oneness, there is only one, there is no distinction or separation.
在那裡沒有牆的。
There are no walls.
在那裡沒有幾的。
There are no cells.
昨天弟兄跟我们交通到星期六，弟兄跟我们讲到在这个菲拉铁菲教会里面，那个爱是没有肉体的。
Our brother was sharing yesterday on the church at Philadelphia, and is talking about brotherly love, that there is not, this is a brotherly love not of the flesh.
在哪里你容让圣灵自行自由的运转的时候，这个生命就在那里涌流。
Whenever you recognize the flow of the Holy Spirit to flow according to His desire, then we see the oneness there.
但是，当我们将一些神不要的东西摆在教会里边的时候，这个就限制了圣灵的自由。But
whenever we impose anything that is outside of God, what God does not want, then we impede the flow of the Spirit.
神所要的是弟兄相爱。
What God wants is for there to be brotherly love.
这个弟兄相爱是高，弟兄的中间的关系是超过我们人肉身的所有的关系。
And the relationship that is between brothers is closer than any secular relationship that we can possibly have.
这个神身体里面肢体的关系是超越过
And this relationship that we have in the body of Christ is far, it far exceeds any relationship and the closeness of any relationship that we would have in the secular world.
如果我们将我们地上边肉身的关系带进教会那里,
but if we ever bring the secular relationships that we have into the church,
神的圣灵的运转必然不自由啊。
Then the flow of the Holy Spirit will not follow its natural course.
今天在教会里面各样的服侍。
In all aspects of service within the church today,
必须是根据圣灵的恩赐。
Must be by according to the gift of the Holy Spirit.
生命的显出,
the display of life,
不是根据肉体的关系,
is not dependent upon blood relationships.
可以是肉体的关系，或者是一些我和谁好一些，我们不应该根据这些的。
Nor should it follow after acquaintances or your relationships that you have with others.
我们最近来读雅歌。
Recently we were studying the Song of Solomon.
喺雅歌嗰度咧，佢有几次都嚟到讲一件嘅事情系好特别嘅。
And there are several passages within the Song of Solomon that is very interesting.
啊，我哋
and it repeats itself.
我哋将手都夹喺以西结书呢度，我哋去睇一睇雅歌。
So while marking the reference to Ezekiel again, let's turn to the Song of Solomon.
啊，雅歌第二章第七节。
In Song of Solomon chapter 2:7。
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田野母鹿祝福你们，不要惊动，不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
It reads, I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the hinds of the field, that you will not arouse or awaken my love until she pleases.
第三章第五节。
And then in chapter 3:5.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田野母鹿吩咐你们，不要惊动。不要叫醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。
I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or by the hinds of the field, that you will not arouse or awaken my love until she pleases.
究竟你所讲到的羚羊和母鹿是谁呢？
So, what is referred to here? Who are the objects here that's referred to?
这里原来是讲到这个佳偶的这个苏拉蜜女在沉睡的当中。
It tells us actually that the Sulamite bride is in slumber or asleep.
啊，佢已经失去咗主嘅同在。
She has already lost the presence of her Lord.
啊，主已经唔喺佢嗰度啦。
The Lord is no longer within her presence.
啊，第二章第八节好清楚。
Chapter 2:8 is very clearly stated for us.
啊。听啊，是我良人的声音，看啊，他数山月岭而来。我良人好像羚羊或像小鹿，他站在我们墙壁后，从窗户往里观看，从窗棂往里窥探。
It tells of her beloved who is climbing on the mountains, leaping on the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Behold, he's standing behind our wall, looking through the windows and peering through the lattice.
啊，头先讲嗰两节圣经，唔好惊醒我所爱嘅。那是主对我们讲的。
In the two verses that we read earlier, where it says, do not arouse or awaken my love until she pleases, is actually the words of the Lord spoken towards us.
第八节呢，就是这个女子，苏拉蜜女，向她发过一件事，她听到声音，然后主在哪里？主没有同她一起，主在这个窗的外边。
In verse 8 is the response of the Sulamite bride, because she hears a voice and awakes and realizes that her beloved is no longer in her presence. And so she looks and says, where is my beloved? And she sees the beloved outside, beyond where she's at.
好啦，佢话佢个良人就是这个佢的主啦，好似羚羊，好似小鹿。
And her description of her beloved is that he is like a gazelle or a young stag.
原来呢，这个是指着主，为什么说主似羚羊又似鹿呢？
So, this is a reference to the Lord. Well, why is the Lord like a gazelle or a young stag?
我们知道呢，鹿又好，这个羚羊都好，都是警觉性很高的动物。
We know that whether it's a gazelle or a stag, that they have a great sense of what is going on.
很 alert.
They're very alert.
并且咧，佢哋系好安静，但咧，当佢要一跑上嘅时候，可以跑到好快，一阵间就唔见咗噶啦。
They are very quiet creatures, but at any given moment in time, they can sprint forward and run away.
啊，这个两节圣经咧，主咧就同这个对这个耶路撒冷嘅女子嚟讲。
And both of these references is the Lord Himself who is speaking to the daughters of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷的众女子呢，是信主的信徒来的。
The daughters of Jerusalem are those believers of the Lord.
这个我所爱的，他沉睡了，主没有与他同在了。
The Lord is no longer within the presence of the bride, the Sulamite bride, and she is now asleep.
隔离的耶路撒冷的众女子的弟兄姊妹，哎呀，他睡了，我要他叫醒他。
And so the daughters of Jerusalem, that means all the other brothers and sisters in the Lord are seeing, oh, wait, let me go and wake her up. And to give her instruction, hey, you should do this, you should do that.
但主说,
but the Lord responds to that thought and tells them, do not awaken her.
我不要叫醒她,为什么又要前面加句,我指着这个羚羊或田野母鹿吩咐你们呢?
So why is it then the verse says, I adjure you that by the gazelles or by the hinds of this field? Why is there that phrase?
原来主礼说,你等她听到圣灵的声音,她自己醒。
So what the Lord is saying is, permit for her to hear the sound of the Holy Spirit herself, and then she will awaken by herself.
因为呢,当人的手一插入神的宫那里的时候,
because whenever man extends his hand to intervene into God's work,
圣灵就不做工了,
then the Holy Spirit stops working altogether.
圣灵就,你作工,我不作工,圣灵就走了。
The Holy Spirit says, if you're going to be here working, then I cannot work, and so the Spirit moves on.
都是荣耀归于谁呢?
And whatever work is done, whose glory is it?
因为人的手摆在那里,
since man has interceded with his hands,
圣灵是很敏感,圣灵,他就离开了,他不做工了。
The Holy Spirit is extremely sensitive to any of that. And so when man is there, the Holy Spirit will not work and will move on. When these things happen amongst brothers and sisters, we really have to be fervent in our prayer. Pray for this and that we would not intervene needlessly. A lot of times we extend our hands because of our own fervency, out of our own heart.
我们要插手做这样,出口讲那样。
We want to intervene and to finish up this task. We want to be the spokesperson for this.
我们从来没有容让一些空间,时间,容让圣灵在人心里面来动工。
Instead, we seldom permit for there to be a passing of time, for there to be a passing of an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to manifest His desire for us to be seen. Can we learn to supplicate on behalf of another, to pray for the Holy Spirit to work instead of me going out there and doing the work, and ask that the Holy Spirit will do the work Himself? This is a lesson that each of us should learn. And when the daughters of Jerusalem hears the words of the Lord, the daughters of Jerusalem remained silent and did not go forward.
你到第二章第八节你就发觉立刻的这个沉睡了的女子她说听啊是我良人的声音。
So then we come to verse 8 and we see that the Shulamite is aroused and says, listen, my beloved. So she hears the voice or the sound.
人的声音太嘈杂,很多时圣灵讲话我们不知道。
It's because when man is at work, then the noise level is much too high, and no one is able to hear the Holy Spirit's sound.
他不单止听到,
but you see here, that when the Shulamite woman, not only can she hear, because she says, listen, but she is also able to see, because she says, behold.
是的,他说,看啊!
She says, behold.
我的良人好像羚羊,好像小鹿,主山越岭而来。
That my beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag, that he's climbing on the mountains, leaping on the hills.
倘若我们里面失去了与主的交通,
oh, that we would be at that point where we have lost the communication, the fellowship with our Lord.
我们必须回到里面来寻找,不是在外面来寻找。
When that happens, we have to go and search for it, but we need to search in the right place and search from within. We cannot
search for it outside in the exterior.
在雅歌第三章那裡,
in Song of Solomon chapter 3,
他又失了主的同在, 好像他不在這個生命河的裡面, 他沒有主的同在。
It seems that she has once again lost the presence of the Lord, that she is not within the flow of the Holy Spirit, that once again she is outside of the presence of the Lord.
这个人呢,去外边街市啊,去恢复处去寻找主。
And so then, this individual goes out to the streets, to the markets, to search for her beloved.
他来聚会里边来寻找主。
She comes to the meeting halls to of search for the Lord.
他来要同前边的弟兄交通来寻找主。
She goes forth and to those brothers and sisters who comes before her elders to search for the Lord.
好多时我哋里边失去主要嘅同在，必然有啲嘅原因嘅。
Oftentimes, there must be a reason, a cause that gets us to a point where we are without the fellowship with our Lord.
无论个人好啊，教会嘅聚会都好，如果我哋失去咗与主嘅同在。
So whether as an individual or the whole fellowship as a whole, if we lose the communication and fellowship with the Lord, there is and there must be a cause.
The presence of the Lord.
When we lose the presence of the Lord, there must be a cause.
我们不是在外边找一些属灵的事物来到补充这一切，叫主的同在能够回来。
And we can never replace the presence of the Lord or try to bring back the presence of the Lord by being involved with some spiritual work or from other things that we find outside.
好像这个女子一样，她要在外边来寻找，她来聚会，她来与属灵人交通，都没办法找到主。
Just like this woman, she is in search outwardly. And so she searches within a worship place. She searches it for the Lord's presence. From elder brothers and sisters.
这个必须要从根源里面去解决个问题，然后主的同在就回来。
We must resolve the problem at the root in order for us to resolve it as a whole and then to have the presence of the Lord return.
这个女子的问题呢，因为她不肯起来，不肯跟主去。当我一起来的时候，主就来遇到她。
The problem with this particular woman, as we see in scripture, is that she was unwilling to rise up to meet the Lord. We see that whenever she rose up to meet the Lord was right there to meet with her.
啊，所以好像我哋一样嘅，我哋如果我哋自己冇咗主嘅同在嘅时候，我哋想嚟擘饼聚会，寻找主嘅同在，你唔将你里边嗰个根源嗰个解决咧，就算嗰个聚会好属灵的气氛对你都没有帮助。
So this is very much like our situation. Sometimes we lose the communication and fellowship with the Lord. And so we try to come to say the bread breaking meeting in search for the presence of the Lord. And even though the bread breaking meeting was very vibrant with the life of the Lord, that might not have anything to do with you if you are not searching at the core of the problem, then that's within yourself.
如果祷告聚会里边冇主嘅同在，
if the presence of the Lord was not there at the prayer meeting,
我哋唔系将一啲属灵嘅加落嚟就有主嘅同在，
then we cannot just add some superficial religious task or religious thing to do, and so therefore that brings the presence of the Lord there.
必须我哋翻到去嗰个根源嘅嗰度。
We need to come back to the core problem.
好啦，我哋翻嚟呢个以西结书啊。
Okay, so let's get back into Ezekiel once more.
这个刚才讲紧啊，这个的河，这个生命的河。
So we were talking about the river, this river of life.
在教会里边历史里行走，都在人心里边行走。
And the river of life flows through the history of the church, but also flows through the individual personal life as well.
你要在这个的里面得着丰盛，必须在河的里边，河的两旁。
If you want abundance, you must be in the midst of the river.
当你离开河的时候，你就只有 知识树,
whenever you are outside, whenever you depart from the river, then what you have is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You do not have the tree of life.
啊, 今天我们可以来到聚会,
so you can come to worship. You can come and gain much knowledge.
我们要很留心,
but what is it that we are about here? Are we here for the life, to partake of the life, or are we here to partake of more knowledge?
啊, 神所要的就是叫我们,
so whether, no matter what the meeting is, whether it's prayer meeting or any other meeting, what God wants is for us to have our life to grow. It, he does not want for us to just increase in our head knowledge.
在教会历史里面,
so we see that on each side of the river, historically, are trees of the, is the tree of life.
很多熟灵的见证人, 一个一个在那里树立, 满有丰富的生命,
then there are many of those saints who came before us, who are examples for us, who are who have abundance of the, in the Lord surrounding us.
因为他乃是按着生命的河流在里面,
and the reason is because they were willing to walk, where, go wherever the flow of the river went, and because there was the lesson of the cross that was learned along the way.
啊, 今天我们有没有一个这样的盼望, 主啊, 有一天我要成为这一棵高大的生命树的结果子,
so do we today have that hope that one day we can be that large tree of life for the Lord?
因为这个水啊, 无论流去哪里啊, 里面的活物呢, 必定是蓬勃的, 中文这个译得不好啊, 都必生活, 不是生活啊, 即是说呢, 本来死死地的, 啊, 大家, 哇, 很蓬勃, 很滋长, 很多的,
wherever the river flows, we see that the living creatures, it says swarms in that place. And in Chinese it says it lived, there's creatures that live, but it's not enough to say that it lived, but it swarms, that is abundant, that is filled.
啊, 连死海里边, 啊, 都得到医治的,
because even the waters that are dead are now revived.
哦, 我在教会历史里边的确是这样,
so that's what we see in the history of the church.
啊, 这两个城市呢, 啊, 这个隐基底和隐以甲连呢, 都是死海的两边的城市,
and the the two rivers, I mean the two cities that are here, Ngandi, Engedi, and also Egnaeum, they are two cities that are by the Dead Sea.
哇, 在那边有鱼打的, 但现在有鱼打了。
But there are no fish that we know of that are able to survive in the Dead Sea. But now, because the river flows through, the river life flows through there, there are fish in the sea.
在那里有一个很大的复兴。
And there is a great revival there.
啊, 你记得吗? 我们同主跟他们说, 我叫你要得人如得鱼一样。
Do you remember that the Lord instructed or told Peter that he shall no longer be fisher of fish, but that he shall be fisher of men?
啊, 当这个活水的江河进到人里边的时候, 我们就是那些鱼, 我们都活过来了。
And when the river of life flows through us, we are the fish, and so we are teeming with life.
Oh, 那些鱼要各从其类,
and the it's teeming with life, it swarms.
啊, 要各从其类, of its kind, 应该有这么说吧, 是吧? 啊, 这鱼呢, 要, 中文都有, 那鱼各从其类,
so everything will live where the river goes.
啊, 好像回去, 啊, 啟, 啊, 创世纪开始, 神所做的事呢, 都是 of its kind.
Okay, so just like in Genesis, it tells us that whatever God created is of his own kind.
是啦, 咁呢, 啊, 这个各从其类就说, 翻到去起初神的心意里面。
Everything after its own kind tells us, oh, it says it will grow all kinds of trees after their own kind. So that means that it goes back to God's heart intent.
今天你很简单啊, 你看看地上的人都不是各从其类啊, 男人又变了女人, 女人又变男人。
But you look at the world today, it's so clear to us that this world has gone the opposite way. Nothing is after its own kind. Men become women, women become men. There's a mix. There's chaos.
是啦, 但是呢他告诉我们只是得泥泞和洼湿的地方呢 不得治好。
But it tells us, however, that there are only the swamps and the marshes will not become fresh and they will be left for salt.
这两个地方呢都是今天我们所说的wetland, 那些湿地。
So these are all wetlands.
两个地方的分别呢一些地方有些高树一些地方就好像水草的地方。
So one is where there is just, the vegetation there is just, bushes, and the other where there is in the highlands.
都是湿地但里面有些高大树木在这里。
So there is still wetlands, but that has, some vegetation that grow tall.
他们为什么这些地方连水都治理不好呢？
Then why is it that these are specific places where even the, though the river of life comes through, it cannot enliven it?
因为他不愿意接受医治。
Because they are unwilling to receive the healing.
有点像刚才那个耶路撒冷众女子的宣告一样。
It's similar to the, daughters of Jerusalem that we had talked about earlier in Song of Solomon.
有一部分是这样，主要来医治但是人的太嘈杂，主不动工了。
The Lord wants to bring forth healing to a particular place. But because of the noise, because of the intervention of men, is unable to receive the healing of the Lord.
有阵时系人嗰个肉体人嘅主意、人做嘢嘅方法，唔容让圣灵能够自由喺里边做工，不得医治。
And other times is because individuals' own will, his own desires, his own direction. Hinders the Holy Spirit from working, and so therefore healing cannot come to that place.
因此我必须在个人里边，在教会里边学习一个功课。
That's why it is critical for the church and also for individuals to learn this lesson.
必须容让圣灵有足够的时间空间在里边，要按着圣经里边的原则来做工。
That we must permit for the Holy Spirit to have a sufficient time and to have sufficiency to work in accordance to the principles that are already laid out in the Bible.
在这本圣经里边，告诉我们很多关乎圣灵要作工的原则，或者圣灵不作工的原则。
The Bible tells us many things about when the Holy Spirit will work and when the Holy Spirit will not work.
我们必须按着，今天我们没时间讲，但我们必须按着这些原则来到容让圣灵自由作工，倘若不是的话，圣灵就不作工。
And although we don't have the time to go into it, at the very least we have to understand that we must permit for the Holy Spirit to have his time and to have the place for him to work. If we intervene ourselves, the Holy Spirit will not work.
也都是说呢圣灵的同在不在那里。
In other words, the Holy Spirit will not be present there.
也都是说呢这个生命在无论个人或者聚会里面呢并不蓬勃。
What it means is that whether it's an individual's life or the life of the church, congregation, the church, that it is not enlivened.
譬如举一个例子。
Let me give an example.
上次David Pan 弟兄就跟我们讲到我哋都系跟随主嘅人。
Brother David Pang was here not long ago, and he shared on how we are all followers of the Lord.
我哋都系主嘅羊。
We are all the sheep of the Lord's pastor.
但如果我哋今日喺度，我哋带领人嘅时候，带领人归俾我自己嘅时候咧，圣灵就唔喺我当中作工。
But as we are leading others, we're leading them to ourselves to know what we want. Then the Holy Spirit is not there.
你要读雅歌，你又读到呢一点。
And we see that evident when we read the Song of Solomon.
当他来带那些羊的时候呢这个人呢将那些羊呢去带到主的帐篷的旁边。
When the individual is there to lead to shepherd the sheep, he shepherds the sheep to come before the presence of the Lord himself.
当我们在教会里面要起场的时候呢圣灵又受限制圣灵又不作工了。
And when we establish, build up walls that separate within the church body,Again, the Holy Spirit is not there.
好多时呢啲墙喺我哋人嘅心嘅里边。
Very often, those walls are only within our own individual hearts.
一班人同第班人系冇交通嘅。
There shouldn't be any communication between this group of people and that group of people.
因为咧，主耶稣喺十字架上已经打断咗中间隔约。
But there's no reason why there shouldn't be communication because the Lord upon the cross already broke down walls.
So,
we need to come back to the basis of all this is to be self-inspective, to know, have I hindered the working of the Holy Spirit in regards to this matter. Am I here to fulfill my own will or am I here to fulfill the will of God? Am I here to establish my own family or am I here to establish the family of God? Because one day, each of us will need to appear before the throne of God. The throne of Christ.
当我睇见啊呢个人带领以西结嚟到量度呢条河嘅时候咧，佢话行一千爪，一千爪，一千爪。
And when we see going back to Ezekiel, and we saw how Ezekiel was to measure the depth of the river by thousands and thousands.
但去到量河嘅深度嘅时候咧，佢唔用别一啲嘅嘢嚟量河嘅深度，佢叫呢个人行落去嚟量嘅。
You see that when it comes to the deepest of the river as it stands there, the instruction was not for Ezekiel to measure with any particular measuring device, but he was instructed to go into the river itself to see how deep it was.
乃是不是用器皿来量这条河，乃是叫这个人作为一个量度，去那个河里面来量的。
So it is not measured by any device that's made by man, but rather it is the man himself who is the measuring rod of how deep that river is.
原来神就是愿意我们在这条生这个圣灵的生命的河流里面叫我们有份的。
Because as it turns out, God fully intends for us to be a part of this flowing of the river.
啊，并且在那里叫我们在里面亲身的人的经历。
And he wants for us to have personal experience in it.
并且叫我们看见神的功是几么大，我们这个人是何等的微小，何等的不足。
And he wants for us to recognize how great is the work of God and how small we ourselves really are in comparison.
这个河自己来增长，就好像我们看见主耶稣在这个五饼鱼里面所做的神迹，一抹再抹再抹，这个饼越抹越多。
And as the river continues to grow in an infinite measure, we recognize that in the parable of historical account of the Lord and with the bread and the fish, how each and every parcel that he meted out to individuals, there was more and more and more to come.
这个是圣灵的工作，不是人的工作。
And this again is the work of the Holy Spirit, it is not the work of man.
并且这个圣灵的河流深远河去到个地步啊，人没办法在那里站立，没办法站在地上，你只能够在那里游。
And when the Holy Spirit does freely move in this particular way, there, the depth of it will come to a point where you cannot even measure the depth of the river anymore, and you can only swim in it.
啊，人只能够随住佢嚟游，人唔能够阻住佢有咩嘅运转。
And the man who swims in it can only swim according to the current of the river. He cannot impede the flow of the river.
人唔能够抵挡圣灵嘅河流。
Man cannot impede the flow of the river, of the Holy Spirit. If we want to impede the flow of the Holy Spirit, we then would be standing in the marshes or in the swamps where the healing cannot come. And so this is very evident within the history of the church, but this is also the exact reason why individuals are able to grow and others are not able to grow. May the Lord truly deal kindly with us. Let's come together. Lord, may you place these words deeply into our hearts. Lord, indeed, we are short-sighted. And that we are so filled with impediments and hurdles.
我真係願意主你自己嘅教會。 在你面前有極大復興。
Oh Lord, it's our desire that your church will experience is her full revival.
主啊願意，主啊你光照我哋，叫我願意將自己嚟放低。
Lord, may you enlighten us so that we would be willing to let ourselves out go.
叫我哋嚟到衰微，主嚟到興旺。
May we decrease and the Lord Himself increase.
主啊我願意，主你嘅功，主啊喺你主嘅聖靈。
It's our desire also that the Holy Spirit will be able to move freely here within His desire.
主要开我们的眼睛,
Lord, open our eyes.
叫我们不走到老底家的里面。
Do not allow us to walk along the way that is consistent with the church at Laodicea.
主要引领我们去到腓立帖的光景。
Instead, lead us so that we are able to walk in the way like the church at Philadelphia.
叫我们从里面有所撇弃。
So that we are able to set aside ourselves from within.
Oh, 主啊，叫你主啊得着所有嘅荣耀，教会得着兴旺，因为我爱你嘅教会。
And that you receive all glory, and that there's revival that comes along the church to the church. Lord, we love your church.
祷告奉耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.